Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 22. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15. Tonight, overcast skies. 35 tomorrow, slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. A dusting of snow Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 9 below.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After President Donald Trump was officially sworn in during the inauguration yesterday, lawmakers across the state of Kansas released their official statements congratulating President Donald Trump regarding the inauguration, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly releasing a statement from her office yesterday after the official swearing in, saying, quote, "I congratulate President Trump on his inauguration and hope for a smooth transition today. I look forward to working with his administration and making sure the voices of Kansans are heard in Washington, D.C. Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District also released a statement on Facebook saying, "Congratulations, President Donald J. Trump, on your swearing in as the 47th President of the United States." Democrat Congresswoman Sharice Davids also issued a statement saying, "Kansans know I will work with anyone when it's good for our state, and that includes the newly inaugurated President Trump. While I've often disagreed with him, we found common ground when it benefits local communities, and I'm confident that will continue."
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
At Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, we know the holiday bills can pile up. That's why we've blown the budget on random rewards cash for you in January. 6,000 in random rewards cash every Friday. Double the pleasure on Saturday with 12,000 in random rewards cash. That's more than $70,000 in cash in all this January. Earn entries with your Seven Clans Players card on all your favorite games. Follow us on Facebook to see who claimed the latest life-changing jackpot. And come win in January at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
The company of Evergy is warning their customers not to fall victim to potential scam phone calls that individuals have been claiming to be with the company of Evergy's customer service, trying to get your personal information. As according to KSN News, these scammers claim that the customer's power may be turned off if they don't immediately pay a bill that the customer may not be aware of. They say they may try to get you to purchase a prepaid debit or credit card and have you provide the number to them. As the company of Evergy is reminding customers, they will never ask for your credit card information over the phone. And if you do receive calls like this, do not provide them with any personal or financial information. You can also hang up immediately and call customer service at 1-888-471-5275. You can also go onto the Evergy website and file a claim saying that these scammers are trying to impersonate for others to be aware of, as the issue has been persistent around the state of Kansas. You can also contact your local law enforcement agencies to try and trace the call. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the end of 2024 wrapped up with the state of Nebraska bringing in more than $29 million in tax revenue from casinos in the state alone. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that after the legalization of the sports wagering in the state, Nebraska had started bringing in more revenue in the state, topping in more than $29.1 million for the past year. As they say, the money will be divided out to go to the state's general fund, compulsive gamblers assistance fund, along with property tax cash funds.
70% of that $29 million is directed towards the property tax credit fund. And that is direct property tax relief to everyday Nebraskans. I say everything helps. You know, it's not a game changer, but those dollars are going to increase.
He says that equates to roughly $20 million going to property tax relief around the state. That equates to just over 0.5%. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Now through January 26th, head to Menards to get a great deal on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Recently elected Marshall County officials were sworn in at last week's meeting, including Greg Meyer, 2nd District, and Austin Klein, 3rd District, County Commissioners, Sheriff Tim Ackerman, County Attorney Brad Lippert, County Clerk Sandy Wilson, and Register of Deeds Ruth Martin. New District Magistrate Judge Mike Vermitten was also sworn in. Commissioners voted to approve the appointment of Mark Borgerding as Blue Rapids Township Treasurer to fill a vacancy created. No candidate was elected in November. Recently elected Washington County officials were sworn in at last week's meeting, including Raleigh Ordine and Art Schottel Commissioners, County Clerk Diane Fonda, County Treasurer Danae Juniman, Register of Deeds Chase Brazel, County Attorney Elizabeth Baskerville Hilton, and Sheriff Justin Cordray. Scott Zabotrisky was selected board chair for 2025, Raleigh Ordine vice chairman. A $180,000 bid was approved to clean and tuck point the county courthouse. A project may take upwards of 3 months. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion and negotiations with the Fraternal Order of Police regarding law enforcement salary and benefits, rejecting the FOP proposal, noting significant increases in 2023 and 2024. And an offer nearly double the current rate of inflation. Impact on the budget and equity with other departments were noted in comments from supervisors who rejected the offer 6-1, with Eric Tiemann dissenting. Gage County Extension Educator advised hours will be reduced without a secretary. The office opened for walk-in traffic Monday and Fridays, with Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday meetings by appointment only. Schedule will be in place for the next couple of months. Courthouse and county offices, among others, will be closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. County Commissioners meetings to be held Tuesday this week. Pawnee City School Board at last meeting accepted resignation of Superintendent Brian Rottinghouse, effective the end of his school year. He's accepted the superintendent position at Tri-County. School Board member Corey Hatfield has resigned his post, having accepted a new position which he feels does not align with being an effective board member. That position is now open. John H. Haverkamp, age 89, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict, with a rosary Tuesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for John Haverkamp. Preston J. Bayer, age 22, of Blue Springs, died Sunday from injuries in a motor vehicle accident. Funeral services planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Preston Bayer. Darlene M. Ferking, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Ferking. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, breakfast casserole, a biscuit, diced potatoes with peppers and onion, and fruit salad. Tomorrow, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, garden blend, and cherries. KNDY News time. 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life.
At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From sunrise to sunset, Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has you covered. Start your day with a hearty breakfast or swing by for lunch and dinner, where every bite feels like home. Need a break? Treat yourself to their specialty coffee bar, complete with fresh pastries and sweet treats to brighten your day. The Corner Bistro and Diner, where great food and warm smiles are always on the menu. Check out their Facebook page. The Corner Bistro and Diner, your corner of comfort and flavor. Open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., closing Monday and Wednesday at 3.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A cold weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some sunshine today with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Wind chill values around 23 below. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 30. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny with a slight chance for some snow showers on a Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine possible throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 30s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid teens. Sunshine continues into Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. And sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
10 below overnight snaps a record low on this date of 8 below zero. The average high temperature for late January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18. Again, the record low, minus 8, snapped this morning at minus 10 degrees. Sunrise, 7:42. Sunset this evening, 5:35.
Color your world in all the wonder of song at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's musical fundraiser in full color at the Replay Lounge, January 31st and February 1st. Hear renditions of musical classics all about color performed by Marshall County's most talented musicians. Reserved seats are $40 with general admission tickets $25 and may be purchased online at marshallcountyarts.org by calling 785-859-4260 or in person at the One Marysville office weekdays 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy the talent Marshall County has to offer with In Full Color at the Replay Lounge, January 31st and February 1st at Venue 36 in Marysville, held by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Who's got number four? Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds, Ohio State freshman Jeremiah Smith. 88 yards receiving last night, the first touchdown of the night for the Buckeyes, and a huge game-sealing third-down conversion late in the fourth.
Out of the gun, Howard, a Notre Dame blitz, a deep throw, near side, Jeremiah Smith has it inside the 30 and taken down by Christian Gray at the 9-yard line. They threw it deep to their best player.
Sean McDonough on ESPN Radio. That catch leads to a field goal. The Buckeyes close out a 34-23 win, their seventh national title and first since 2014. Ryan Day is the fifth different Ohio State head coach to win a national title, along with Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, Woody Hayes, and Paul Brown. For Notre Dame, no national championship since 1988. They suffer their first loss since September 7th. NFL, Chicago has a new coach. The Bears hiring Ben Johnson, who's been the offensive coordinator with the Lions the past three seasons. At the Australian Open, Coco Gauff, a straight-set loss in the quarterfinals. She was the first top three-seeded player, male or female, to be eliminated. NBA, the Celtics with a blowout of the Warriors.
Jaylen Brown flips out to Horford, swings it to a wide-open Tatum. He has time to dribble, set his feet, and then knock down an open three. Yeah, lead is back to 30.
That's the killer right there. said nobody's reacting right now.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics a 125-85 win. Boston's second 40-point win this season. Warriors' largest home loss since 1985. Cavaliers 118-92 over the Suns. Cleveland has won 13 of 14 games against the West this season. Knicks 119-110 over the Hawks. Hornets by 5 over the Mavs. Dallas has lost 9 of 12. On the ice, Penguins 5-1 over the Kings in L.A. Toronto gets past the Lightning 5-3. Connor McDavid hit with a 3-game suspension by the NHL.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
One upset with seven other top seeds advancing in second-round play of a Twin Valley Lake tournament at Frankfurt Monday. The upset in the girls' division, Valley Heights, the number six seed, knocks off third seed Clifton Clyde. In girls' action, top seed Centralia took Axtell 61-34. Second seed Hanover beat Blue Valley 59-27. It was Valley Heights over Clifton Clyde 63-57, while fourth seed Donovan West beat Lynn 55-31. On the boys' side, top seed Hanover took Donovan West 70-56. Second seed Axtell over Lynn 53-33. Third seed Centralia beat Frankfurt 54-47. And fourth seed Clifton Clyde topped Blue Valley 52-38. Girls semifinals Thursday will have the broadcast at 6 and 7:30. Boys action on Friday with the broadcast at 6 and 7:30 on KNDY FM 95.5. 11th Annual Thunder Classic tips off at Nemahal Central High School in Seneca Tuesday. Marysville versus Rock Creek in Game 2 at 4:45. It's live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Ahead of that, St. Mary's meets Holton. Following Marysville, Troy and Jackson Heights tip off, and Nemahal Central will host Hiawatha. Tuesday night action, Diller O'Dell hosting Southern girls and boys play.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were under pressure this morning after a freshly sworn-in President Trump said he was considering tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The three major indexes were pointing, though, to a higher opening, the NASDAQ composite by 0.5%. Some of Trump's proposed import fees, the 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, could take effect as early as February 1st. The president plans more talks with China before imposing tariffs on that country's products. TikTok is back online, but only for users who already had it. The video sharing platform went dark Saturday under a federal ban, but then returned on Sunday. The app, though, is still not available in the Google or Apple stores. If this doesn't tarnish last year's Paris Olympics, nothing will. More than 100 athletes who competed in the Summer Games have complained that the finish on their bronze, silver, and gold medals is flaking off. They were produced by Xiaomei, a branch of luxury brand LVMH. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest at Larry Steckline Report.
Fertilizer trends on price going up, but slow. And we're approaching the season where we're going to be buying a lot of it. Normally, that means up. But just to bring you up to date right quickly, the latest report that we have on fertilizer prices show only a couple of units going higher than a year ago. And it looks like 1034-0 and DAP are both 2% more expensive than last year. Not much. And the rest is down just a little bit. But they're in an upward trend. Slow but sure. And that doesn't surprise us at all because we're going to be needing a bunch of it here soon. In the meantime, let's take a look at the commodity prices. We
We just look for every little corner that might help push grain prices higher. Boy, we can't find a lot. One of the problems, of course, is that we've got a lot of production across the country. In fact, last year we tried to talk about the problem areas that people had, no matter what country it was. But when it was all said and done, the grain was in the bins. I got to tell you, everything seemed to be close to normal, and in some areas, above normal. So with that in mind, what are we going to do? I've already discussed with you the U.S. dollar issue that we have in this country. Our dollar is going up. Other dollars like China's and some of our neighbors that buy a lot of our products are going down, making everything they buy from us higher priced.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kick off a new year with unbeatable savings at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram during the Start Something New sales event. Get as low as 0% APR up to 72 months on the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XE and Jeep Wrangler 4XE. Full details from Twin Rivers and Beatrice offer ends 2-3-25. Start your new year with unbeatable savings and make your best deal today. Learn more at twinriv.com or stop by anytime at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Deep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Experts say practicing proper firearm safety involves knowing correct storage methods, firearm handling procedures, and recognizing what is beyond a target. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares general storage rules for recreational firearms.
Whether we own them for hunting purposes or whether we're going to use them for target shooting and that sort of thing, the main recommendations from gun safety experts like the National Shooting Sports Foundation are that when we're not actively using those firearms, that they're always locked and stored in a secure location like a gun safe, a locked gun case, a gun vault, a place where only somebody who ought to have control of that firearm can control it. And then they also have a locking device in addition to being locked away. And there's cable devices, there are locked trigger guards, there's lots of different ways that we can lock those.
Ricketts discusses how to handle firearms safely.
Always treat every firearm as though it's loaded. Don't point the muzzle at anything that you're not willing to shoot. Keep your finger off the trigger. Don't rely on the safety device of the firearm, so only put your finger on the trigger when you're ready to shoot the firearm. You want to make sure that the firearm is not loaded. So a great way to do that is by understanding the correct operation of every firearm that you own. Read the owner's manual so that you know how to open the chamber. Make sure that that chamber does not have a cartridge loaded into it. We're not actively trying to discharge that firearm. We want to keep the chamber open. And then, of course, always keep the firearm unloaded when it's not in use.
He explains the importance of knowing what is past a target before firing a weapon.
When we're thinking about rifle cartridges and that sort of thing, you know, beyond the cartridge may be on the order of miles rather than just a visible distance. You know, if you look at even a 22 rimfire box of ammunition, it says that it can travel more than a mile. So understanding what's beyond, making sure that if we are shooting a projectile like a rifle or a handgun, that there's a backstop for that bullet, that it can't just travel indefinitely until it runs out of energy. If we're thinking about shotguns with target loads or most bird shot, you know, 300 yards is about what we would allow for fallout. At the end of that 300 yards, when that shot's raining down, it's not going to have a lot of energy behind it, but it could still injure an eye or something like that if it hit it.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on staying safe while using firearms. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There's probably no group more willing to spread their wealth around than backyard gardeners. Wealth in the form of heirloom seeds, that is. More next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 21st, the 21st day of the year. Legendary DJ Wolfman Jack and golf champ Jack Nicklaus were both born on this day. Much of the country is still snowbound, but one annual gardening custom is already in high gear, seed swaps. Participants are busy exchanging seeds of heirloom fruits and vegetables, the descendants of plants that some families or communities have been growing for generations. Among immigrant populations, there's an increased interest in growing foods of their cultural heritage. But even if you're just looking for the perfect tomato for your backyard, there's sure to be someone eager to share their own food history with you, in person or online, at a seed swap. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our newsletter at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and at minus 10 degrees, we've set a new record low, snapping minus 8 degrees. Highs near 20 today would be the average low. After this, a bit of a warm-up, we get back toward seasonal temperatures by week's end. But a chilly one this morning. Bundle up. Be careful out there.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The college football season came to an end last night with the national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame as the Buckeyes won the national title 34-23 over the Fighting Irish. Former K-State quarterback Will Howard was named the offensive MVP of the game. He went 17-21 last night for 231 yards and two touchdowns. Here's what Will had to say after the game.
When you get into big games like this, you know, whoever is able to, you know, have the poise and the noise and be able to, you know, overcome adversity, because it wasn't always pretty today. You know, it wasn't always perfect, and it's never going to be. But I think we, you know, the team that we have and you know, the leadership that we have with Coach Day, I mean, just the resilience that this team has shown all year, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Even though this season just got over, if you're already looking forward to next year's college football season, according to the sports books, Texas is the favorite to win the national title.
Hey, Wildcat fans, baseball season will be here soon, and season tickets for the 2025 K-State baseball season are on sale now. Be here as the Batcats look to build on last year's strong 35-win campaign that included a regional championship. Order your tickets today, starting at less than $5 per game, and secure a seat for all 23 of this year's home games. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-2287. We can't wait to see you in Toynton.
One upset with seven other top seeds advancing in second-round play of a Twin Valley Lake tournament at Frankfort Monday. The upset in the girls' division, Valley Heights, the number six seed, knocks off third seed Clifton Clyde. In girls' action, top seed Centralia took Axtell 61-34. Second seed Hanover beat Blue Valley 59-27. It was Valley Heights over Clifton Clyde 63-57, while fourth seed Donovan West beat Lynn 55-31. On the boys' side, top seed Hanover took Donovan West 70-56. Second seed Axtell over Lynn 53-33. Third seed Centralia beat Frankfort 54-47. And fourth seed Clifton Clyde topped Blue Valley 52-38. Girls semifinals Thursday will have the broadcast at 6 and 7:30. Boys action on Friday with the broadcast at 6 and 7:30 on KNDY FM 95.5. 11th Annual Thunder Classic tips off at Nemohall Central High School in Seneca Tuesday.
Marysville versus Rock Creek in Game 2 at 4:45. It's live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Ahead of that, St. Mary's meets Holton. Following Marysville, Troy and Jackson Heights tip off, and Nemaha Central will host Hiawatha. Tuesday night action, Diller-Odell hosting Southern, girls and boys play.